Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. President Trump delivering a 46-minute election update. Joe Biden telling Americans to stay home this Christmas. Georgia probes progressive groups before the January senatorial vote. New polling shows race relations in the USA at an all-time low. 4 in 10 Americans are considering moving because of COVID. Also ahead, Barack Obama on defunding the police. But first, the president updating the country about the state of the 2020 race, telling Americans, quote, bad things happened in battleground states across the country. Mr. Trump vowing to move ahead with a series of lawsuits, saying, quote, Joe Biden can't be president of the United States, unquote. The Electoral College is less than 2 weeks to certify the vote. That will happen. Mr. Biden telling Americans to stay home this Christmas and avoid big gatherings like family dinners. The former vice president speculating 200,000 more people could die in the USA before he is inaugurated in January. The CDC also urging all Americans to scale back Christmas celebrations. Georgia Secretary of State launching investigations into several groups, including one founded by Stacey Abrams, for seeking to, quote, aggressively register ineligible out-of-state or deceased voters before the Senate runoff election in that state. Some officials believe the organizations are violating Georgia's constitution. New survey from Gallup says race relations in America at a historic low. Less than half of U.S. adults believe relationships between whites and blacks are good. 55% say relationships are bad or very bad. The worst stats since Gallup began taking the survey back in 2001. Another poll from Harris says 40% of city dwellers have considered relocating to avoid COVID. Residents of California, Florida, New York, Massachusetts spreading out to the suburbs and rural places. At least 500,000 people have fled New York City since the outbreak began in March. 500,000. Many say they'll never return. In a moment, Barack Obama versus the radical left. Right back with it.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, a rhetorical brawl between the radical left and former President Barack Obama. It's all about defunding the police. Promoting his book, Mr. Obama said, quote, I guess you can use a snappy slogan like defund the police, but you'll lose a big audience the minute you say it, which makes it a lot less likely that you're actually going to get the changes you want done. The key is deciding, do you want to actually get something done, or do you want to feel good among the people you already agree with, unquote. Well, it didn't take long for the anti-cop radical zealots to respond. The always provocative Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, quote, the whole point of protesting is to make people uncomfortable. Activists take that discomfort with the status quo and advocate for concrete policy changes. Popular support often starts small and grows. To folks who complain, protest demands make others uncomfortable. That's the point. Unquote from Ms. Cortez. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, quote, "We lose people in the hands of the police. It's not a slogan, but a policy demand. And centering the demand for equitable investments and budgets for communities across the country gets us progress and safety," unquote. Of course, the point of view that advocates for defunding the police is insane and dangerous to you. And Barack Obama is correct. Some facts to back up my statement. There are about 80,000 law enforcement people in America right now. Last year, law enforcement killed 14 unarmed black people, 13 men, one woman. And most of those were police involved, as they say. In fact, according to the Justice Department, African Americans commit homicides at 8 times the rate of whites and Hispanics combined. In the 75 largest counties of America, blacks commit more than 50% of all violent crime, though they're just 15% of the population. And remember, last year, 14 unarmed black people killed by cops. Arrests for violent crimes totaled 1.2 million last year. And these zealots want to defund the police? 1.2 million arrests for violent crime and no cops? So, this is crazy, and it's out of control, and the media allows it. They don't give you the facts, as I just did. There is no epidemic of law enforcement harming black Americans. It does not exist, period. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. Disagree? I want to hear from you, bill@billoreilly.com. And please consider my new best-selling book, Killing Crazy Horse, for a holiday gift. You will like it. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. For nearly 6 decades, starting back in 1950, Paul Harvey, remember Paul Harvey? Well, he dominated the radio airwaves. Millions listened every day to his news, social commentary, and fierce defense of religion, traditional values, and the American way of life. Born in September 1918, Paul Harvey was descended from 5 generations of Baptist preachers. He was raised by a single mom after his father, a local police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, was shot to death by robbers in 1921. Paul was just 3 years old. At age 14, Paul Harvey landed a small job doing menial labor at a local radio station. By age 25, however, he had gained experience at stations across the plains in the Midwest and had covered the activities of the U.S. military for the Office of War Information. In 1951, his program, Paul Harvey News and Commentary, was broadcast across the USA by ABC. Another hit show, The Rest of the Story, debuted in 1971, 20 years later. Harvey's mix of current events, news, human interest stories, and common sense editorials reached 24 million people on 1,600 radio stations each day. Amazing. He was known for the catchphrases such as, "Hello, Americans, this is Paul Harvey." I'm sorry, that's the best I can do. "Stand by for news." He always ended with, "Paul Harvey, good day." His speeches on religion, farming, and the American spirit have been viewed more than 25 million times on YouTube. He appeared in dozens of commercials, and Paul Harvey has been featured in 2 Super Bowl ads. Harvey would remain on the air until his death in 2009 at 90 years old. And here's something else you might not know. Paul Harvey's programs are a major influence on the O'Reilly Update and the content we bring to you every day on more than 300 radio stations is an homage to Paul Harvey. Back after this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.